This podcast is about the Supreme Court case Plessy versus Ferguson. Plessy versus Ferguson, of course, is one of the most famous Supreme Court cases in our nation's history, one of the true landmark decisions the court ever rendered. The case revolves around the challenge to a Jim Crow law in the state of Louisiana. Again, Jim Crow laws are any laws that segregated. The South put those into place starting in the mid to late 1870s as a means by which to keep blacks away from whites in virtually every setting imaginable. Since slavery was gone and since the black codes were overturned, the next best thing that the Southern whites could come up with is this idea of separation. So in 1893, a black man named Homer Plessy decided he would challenge the segregated laws in terms of the accommodations on railroads in the state of Louisiana. He sat down in the white railroad car and was promptly arrested. His court case went through the various appeals until finally in 1896 it ended up in the Supreme Court. In its decision, not unanimous as I recall, there were some dissenting opinions that would resonate with many of you if you read them. The decision was rendered that Plessy had no right to be in the railroad car, the white railroad car, and that, in fact, it was acceptable for this particular rail line, or if it was run by the state of Louisiana, whatever it was perfectly acceptable for there to be black railroad cars and white railroad cars. The rationale of the court was effectively the purpose for getting onto the train to travel from point A to point B is your ultimate goal, and regardless of whether the accommodations in the black railroad car are as nice as those in the white railroad car, the purpose, what you're getting on the train to do, travel from A to B, is still the same. This then legalized segregation in this country and established what is known as the separate but equal doctrine. It was perfectly legal for facilities to be separate as long as they were equal. Well, again, that interpretation by the court, or in addition, maybe how it was further interpreted by Southern states, allowed for the segregation of effectively everything to be upheld. Bathrooms, waiting rooms in bus terminals, cemeteries, hospitals, swimming pools, drinking fountains, public schools, obviously of the greatest import, had already been segregated, and now it was perfectly allowable, according to the United States Supreme Court, to maintain these separate facilities. Schools both educated, both had desks, both had teachers, both had books. Drinking fountains, both had water come out of them. Restrooms served the same purpose. Swimming pools served the same purpose. They may not have been as nice, they might not have been equal as you and I would think of them, but as long as the purpose was the same, ultimately it was deemed that the separate facilities were allowed to be in existence. And of course there were many, many challenges to those over time. But amazingly, it was not until 1954, obviously with the Brown versus Topeka Board of Education decision, that school segregation was found to be unconstitutional. And then the civil rights movement then took upon itself the process of desegregating all the other things that were still segregated all the way up until the Civil Rights Act of 1964, which banned discrimination in all public facilities, and most everything that was segregated then had to be desegregated. It's an incredible tale. And the Plessy decision is of such great significance because it legalizes this idea that it's okay to keep black people separate from white people. And obviously, if you know anything about the Brown case, what was said in that case is that segregation is inherently unequal. And when you separate, you're obviously saying that one group is inferior to the other or one group is superior over the other. And it's astonishing to think that that was the mindset of our country and the highest court in the land, the last place that black Americans could go for redress against this horrible institution of segregation in the South upheld that segregation, and it would be upheld for 58 years. So it was effectively in place going back to the late 1870s, so nearly 100 years of segregation in some places in the South. An astonishing fact. And Plessy versus Ferguson is one of the most significant court cases in our nation's history to uphold such an evil institution of segregation. And again, it happened in some places in the North as well, but primarily in the South. And it's an astonishing tale of a country that had lost its way there for a while and would do this to a people for, you know, close to 100 years.